those baby pyroraptors are so cute! Just to refresh your memory, last time you saw me, I was running away from a fire along with a pack of pyroraptors. They helped fix my time machine. Then I took them to a non-flammable place full of pyroraptor nests, full of eggs that have hatched. Those are the baby pyroraptors, the little cuties. I think that the first thing we should do with the little baby cutie fireballs, happy birthday, by the way, little fireballs, I think we should take them to the feeding grounds, because after staying in eggs for a long time, I think I'd be pretty hungry. Well, I mean, they do get to eat when they're inside the eggs. Oh, fun fact, the yolks are actually the food that the babies inside the eggs eat. But now, to take them to the feeding grounds of a new food. The feeding grounds are a beach. I'm just going to use some transition music. Alright, now we have made it to the beach. Want to know what the pyroraptors are here to eat? Small crustaceans, like those tiny little crabs, and whoa! It just so happens that we made it in the hatching season of ammonites. Ammonites are cephalopods like octopi, except they have a curly snail shell on the back. Not all of the baby ammonites made it to the ocean, and they dried up on land, which is sad, but also happy. Sad because poor ammonites. Happy because it gives these pyroraptors plenty of food. All right, little fireballs. Set your stomachs free and dig in, and welcome to Shea Pyroraptor. The baby pyroraptors are eating the ammonites, and whoa, that one caught one of those really fast crabs. Nice job, little guy. All right, now I guess we can just relax. What was that? I'll just turn around to see what that is. Looks like another pack of pyroraptors. And they look angry. I made a big mistake coming here. So those pyroraptor nests weren't the nests of my pyroraptor pack. They're the nests of a rival pyroraptor pack. These two packs do not get along with each other at all. I think there's about to be a fight, but we have to prevent that from happening. I'll try to talk them out of it. Even though I don't really speak Pyroraptor, although I have talked to prehistoric creatures before and they understood me, so here's hoping. Pyroraptors, you do not need to fight or be rivals. Why are you rivals anyway? Oh, I see. So, you always never figured out how to share your food. Well, I could help with that. So, one pack could chooses one side of the river, the other pack chooses the other side. Easy as that. I feel like if the pyroraptors could, they would look at each other in extreme confusion. Actually, they can do that, and they're doing it right now. I'll just clarify it to them. What I meant by river was, you know how you fish for fish and crayfish and shellfish and that? And how those live in rivers? All right, clarified. I think. One half of the river gets one pack, the other half gets the other pack. Right to left, left to right, back to front, front to west. I mean, not what I meant to say. But I think I just stopped a huge fight, and I might have even stopped them from being rivals. Wait. Do you remember from the last episode how there was a pyroraptor that was creating a fire? That one's looking at me with hungry eyes. Pyro, I'm not to prey. I'm your friend. I think I finally recognized what that thing on its head was. It was a robotic helmet, just like the Dinosuchus. I do believe that this could be quite a problem. So, I'm just guessing that I should... Can you guess? Correct. I should... Run! It's chasing me! It just cornered me at a tree trunk. I don't know what I should do now. I don't have any fishy flares to get out of this problem. I don't know what to do, except perhaps remove the robotic helmet. I'm just going to slowly walk closer. Well, not working. I'll just have to run behind another tree. I'm behind the other tree. Now to just spring out to take off the robotic helmet. Got it. Now to break it. Now the pyroraptor looks like it's waking up from a long dream where giant gophers were parading through a city playing instruments that were made of pickles, and every time they strummed the guitar or blew a horn, pickle juice would shoot out. That once happened to me. I once had that dream. But the good thing is, this pyroraptor no longer wants to attack me. I think. Pyro? Hello? It's standing still, looking very confused. I'm a friend. My name is Henry. And you were just being controlled by some kind of robotic helmet. I don't know who put it on you or why they did it, but all I know is that they're evil, and they have a time-traveling device. Wait, who else has a time-traveling device other than me? I'm the only person I know who has one. This could be quite a conundrum. Conundrum means mystery, by the way. But come with me, Pyro. I'll take you back to the pack. Alright, I took Pyro back to the pack, and now for me to go into my time machine. Just pushing in the coordinates. Here we go. Wait, hold up. Above the time machine. It's that same potato chip-shaped cloud. And... it zapped the time machine with its lightning. I don't know where I am now. It could be anywhere.
Master Henry escaped again. What? How could that have happened? I had everything perfectly planned out. Well, escaping this time or not, I have a plan that is heard.